This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we can have the perfect opportunity to retaliate against someone, particularly someone who has hurt us, but we choose not to engage. When I think about someone who had the perfect reason to retaliate, but chose not to, I think of Joseph. Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery, and he ended up in a prison cell for more than 12 years. Now, as we know, Joseph did not become obsessed with how he would repay or retaliate against his brothers. Instead, he accepted his reality and looked to God for his release. He also reasoned another thing. He knew that if he was in jail, this is where God wanted him to be at that particular time. Now, Joseph would eventually be released. And when he was released, he would, in fact, go from the prison cell to the palace. And once he reached the palace, he was appointed second in command only to Pharaoh, who was, of course, Egypt's ruler. Now, given his new prominent position, Joseph's brothers assumed that he would surely retaliate against them since he had the perfect reason and the perfect opportunity. Joseph, in fact, did the opposite. When his brothers approached him pleading for forgiveness, he responded with compassion, not revenge. And so the words that I will use to inspire us are, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good." Genesis 50:20. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, release retaliation and embrace compassion.